Good evening, everybody. Here we are, Among the Realms, and we're going to be talking to you live on the radio here from Hamburg, New Jersey, from Trinity Metaphysical Center. I'm not good at this. I'm not as good at this as Mark is. Mark sounds like he's on top of things. I'm hoping you're listening. Yeah, I'm hoping you're listening, Mark. We miss you. We like having you here.
Mark's in the deep blue sea.
The deep blue sea, but we're here.
Trinity Metaphysical and Crypto Center.
Well, he's got that,
He's got that great radio voice.
He's got a great radio face.
Yeah.
He would do
that. Yeah, because he is very expressive.
Yeah, but here we are. We're from Trinity Metaphysical. The number's 973-209-7070. And tonight we're going to be talking about a couple of different things. But before we do that, since we are in Among the Realms, I want to give everybody the phone number to call, because we do take call-ins. We don't take a lot of them because we are so busy and there's so many things going on. But I want to just give you the phone number. It's 347-633-9648. Again, that's 347-633-9648. 347-633-9648. And the reason I slowed it down like that was because I'm usually the one that can't find the pencil to write it down. So 347-633-9648. But we're going to be talking tonight. You know, this is the home of eCrypt, and we do ghost investigations here. Jackie does all kinds of energy work and mediumship and psychicship. And,
psychicship.
Well, sounds like a spaceship almost. And I tell you what, this is home of the Summerfest, because what we're going to be doing August 16th and 17th at the fairgrounds in Sussex County, New Jersey, right off of 206 and 15, mm-hmm. is going to be the Summerfest. We're going to have all kinds of vendors there. We're going to have psychics, mediums. We're going to have healers. We're going to have vendors, we're going to have fire throwers, we're going to have music,
live bands,
and this is all free to the public. Everybody hear me? Free
ghost hunting.
F-R-E-E. We're going to do ghost hunting.
We're going to be doing our radio show live.
This is going to be an exciting thing. Last year we had a great time at the Ricky Farm, mm-hmm. and now we've graduated. We've moved over to the actual fairgrounds, and this is the week right after the state fair. So if anybody's thinking about, you know, I don't think we have spots left. We only have a few spots left, right?
Yeah, we'll squeeze them in.
Well, if somebody else wants to come in, that's good, too.
And we have Jane Doherty coming.
Oh, Jane Doherty. Yeah. Oh, what a babe. I love her. No, Jane. I'm talking stupid here. No, Jane's really good. She's probably one of the premier psychics in the area. Everybody knows about the Long Island Medium. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, she's good. She's almost as good as Jane. And then there's Jackie. And Long Island Medium is almost as good as Jackie. But the idea here is the fact that it's just going to be phenomenal. We've got a bunch of people coming, a bunch of different people with different things. We're going to have ghost hunting groups there.
Yeah.
Ghost hunting groups, people that can actually help you in case you're looking to
and
do something.
And we're going to do some ghost hunting teaching.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, we do teaching here at the shop, right?
Yep.
We had a couple of things. Well, you're giving me the two signal.
We got two people
already.
We're
going to
get on live.
Well, tell them we can't talk to them just yet. We just started. We don't even know what we're talking about tonight. Well, they probably do, but
they know.
Yeah, but listen, just to start off tonight, I feel like I'm really motor mouthing it here. Jackie, why don't you tell us what we're going to talk about tonight?
So tonight we're going to talk about indigo, crystal, and star children. Being that term's kind of been thrown around recently, we decided we'd do a show on it, and just to explain like who and what they are, and you know, what the beliefs are with them, some of their traits and characteristics, and some of us know people who are like that, so so basically that's what we're gonna talk about tonight.
Do these people, like, you know, the indigo, crystal, star children, do they grow up to be like the most sexiest people around? Is that what happens? I'm just thinking, hey, this could be a nice thing tonight. People might start calling us, you know.
You know, it's just labels they started giving to people, and basically all of them are here to free us from our past limitations, basically, so to help us evolve and move forward, and they're just special, you know, they're different, but they kind of did it by generations. And supposedly it's from the 1950s up that you know, indigos were actually categorized into like subcategories, you know, some people have. And then came the crystal children. And the star people are supposed, they're a little bit different. They're supposed to have come from, they feel like they're ETs. So somebody who was sent here with more of a extraterrestrial, you know, background. You know, like Jane talks about, yeah, like
ETs,
she says,
like, you know, big heads and big eyes and skinny people.
But they're supposed
around.
To be an incarnated ET. So, for instance, they're usually people who are into the crystal skulls and into the UFOs and very. Jane had said that she was once called, you know, called a star person, and she does fit in that kind of category because she is. She's very involved in the UFOs and things like that.
I know you're not supposed to ask somebody how old they are, but she can be a star child. I thought she was going to be the big crystal or indigo.
No, I mean, you could be, anybody could be a star. You could be a star person. Well, I personally feel like Virgil's a star person.
I am a star.
Know?
I think Virgil's right up there.
Yeah, you know, and they have specific, they're people that they, you know, they can't stand dishonesty and violence. They're here, you know, most of these are here for a purpose, whether they're star children or indigos.
We got two
or crystal.
Two out of three.
Smoke some of this, maybe a star.
They do. They usually feel like they're not from this earth, so that, you know, there's different traits to those.
Yeah.
The most popular ones you hear about, though, are the indigo and crystal, and there are people who feel like they're both. They're kind of on the cusp of both. So, but some of the traits between indigos and crystals are they're supposed to be extremely psychic, very psychically gifted, intuitive people. Indigos are supposed to be before the year 2000. That's why, you know, from research I've done on it, they had like sub categories of them. And so like every 10 years was another category. So the adult ones, which we'll talk about a little bit later, you know, have started from like in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And but basically the one thing that's different between indigo and crystals are indigos are supposed to be a little bit more strong personality. And a lot of times they're diagnosed with like ADHD or traits like that, behavioral disabilities. There was a huge wave of them in the 70s that were born. So that's why, you know, a lot of them, you know, adult ones, when they had kids, then they, you know, their kids would be the next generation.
From them.
Yes. They also have usually the gift of healing, things like that. But like I said, their spirit's more like a warrior spirit. Doreen Virtue did a lot on this. So anybody who's interested in Doreen Virtue, she did a lot of research on these. Indigos are very athletic and energetic. They usually bond with, you know, animals and nature. And they just have the desire to help the world. But their attitude is different. You know, it's different from crystals, which are usually much more, they're more blissful and peaceful, and they're supposed to be like from the year 2000 up, though some of them they say are before that, so it's usually not before around 1994 or so. So everybody's got like a different take on that, but they're supposed to be also very sensitive, but they're more multifaceted, so they can see out of the box, and they do have issues like the indigos when it comes to like, you know, their behavior and things like that. But they're also usually more telepathic. So their, you know, telepathy is supposed to be much more stronger.
So they can read other people's minds then and whatnot.
Yeah, or just being able to communicate without even saying a word. You know, when you can kind of talk to somebody
they
and you're not even,
happen.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yep.
Okay.
And their purpose is more to be, they're like pointers to where humanity is headed. So, and to help us with love and peace. So, you know, they have more of, like I said, that more peaceful energy around them. And they do have specific traits. So they're supposed to have, like, big eyes, like, deep penetrating eyes where it's almost like they're looking into your soul. They are also more affectionate and nurturing, and they're more even-tempered than the indigos. But they also say they have opalescent auras. So their auras are usually more, you know, prominent, and they're very interested in crystals. It reminds me of Tara, you know, your daughter.
Yeah, right.
Because,
right.
You know, but they do have something sometimes where they're diagnosed with they're misdiagnosed with autism, and they have speech problems and things like that, or something that goes on with their development too. So That's interesting.
That's very.
You're talking about these different. They're almost like different generations.
Yes, that's right? Exactly what it is.
Well, what happens before the 50s? Do they cycle around? Do they go through?
Well, you know
again,
what? People believe that indigos were from like hundreds of years ago. You know, and then there's generations of them. When they started like keeping track of them, they started doing it where they said from like the 1950s. Obviously, there are people born psychic before that too. Right. It's just they had specific traits to them that, and they all seemed to have that same type of thing. So they did it by generation. And, you know, they have like every 10 years, there was another one, the alpha, the beta, the gamma, the delta, that kind of thing. That's exactly how they did it.
So that's where
and it was
from.
Funny. They have certain traits for each one of those. And if you're born in those years and you look at someone like, oh, it explains it.
You mean different traits for alpha, for those beta?
They felt like they were different since they were small, since they were in childhood. And then there's like this period of awakening each of these these generations had. So for the beta, which would be 1968-78, which is where, you know, I fit in, was one of their biggest traits is they look a lot younger than they are.
Oh, wow.
And that was funny to me.
Yeah, mine was, we looked a lot older.
But, and then like the Delta, they're almost like too sensitive and they need plenty of attention. And that's the 88 to 98.
Yep.
That's Delta, boy.
But, 58 to 68 or 67 was the, when you kind of feel different even since you were young. But most of us do. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we just feel different from other people.
Yeah.
You know? So like when they kind of differentiated them, but everybody has a different take on them. Some people have it very specific where they feel like indigos are only from this year to this year. And, mm-hmm. you know, some people, they're like, no, they like this person had done lots of research and showed how they categorized them and how they felt every 10 years a generation changed. And then there's the new one, they say, the rainbow children or wow. they're called, which is like one that's not as common. There aren't that many incarnated, but they're supposed to be the new ones. So, I mean, that one's just been out too, where people were talking about them.
Did that just start, like, you know, 2010
I believe
or
that one
something?
Was, they're born to, like, the parents. Their parents are, like, the crystal children. Hmm. So, yeah, that's the most, the newest one.
Now, are they really highly intelligent people, or?
Yeah, they're supposed to be extremely intelligent and creative, but mm-hmm. especially the ones who are the adults, they have specific traits where you can tell they were either in a more creative field. I have some of the more known traits where you know, but it's they're definitely people who have a desire to know why, mm-hmm. which is so me. many of them have the gift of healing. They have, you know, telepathic healing abilities as well. They're intelligent, they're creative, they're musical, they're different, they're unique. Sometimes they've had tough childhoods or teenage years, tough family situations. They're very intuitive and strong psychic and telekinetic mm-hmm. abilities. Some of them don't even, you know, they know they're different, but they don't even realize how powerful they are. Very high levels of compassion. Purple is definitely a color for them, whether it be in their aura or that... It's their favorite color. There's just
very strong.
Yeah, they usually resonate with animals. They connect with nature and children and the elderly, things like that. They are impatient at times, but they're a lot of those traits, you know, people can see how they can kind of fit into those, and then you can just tell you're different. You know, mm-hmm. it's just what they kind of class people as, and then, you know, for people who had children who were kind of grappling with the difference with their psychic side or seeing things and dealing with being just a child, it was easy once they were classified as a crystal child, wow. how to help them. So it's very interesting. Yeah,
Jackie,
definitely interesting. Topic.
I had no idea.
Me either.
About all of that stuff. I mean, you're talking indigo, crystal, star, and like, oh, yeah, okay.
There's many topics in the metaphysical.
Unbelievable. But you know what? I think we have Mercedes on the line, don't we?
We have a couple calls. I mean, we okay. have,
we'll see who's on.
Yes. Yeah, see if you can get Mercedes
on there.
See if
they're calling with this subject matter.
Maybe we can heal her over the phone.
We're going to try this one right here.
Hello.
Okay, you're on live.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is that?
It's Mercedes.
Hey, you made it. Good to talk to you, kiddo. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm walking this week with crutches, so that's good.
Yay.
Terrific.
Yay.
We said we were going to get you a wheelchair.
I was in a wheelchair down here for a while, and now I'm walking, so that's good.
That's really good. That's good.
Good.
So tell us, are you a specific type of child?
Well, Jackie told me that I am, so I guess so. But I guess I fit, if you're going by years, I would fit in the category of indigo. But when you describe a crystal child, that's more like what I feel like my characteristics. I have big eyes. Everyone always makes comments on them. I'm more emotional. I'm not quick to anger. I'm very even tempered. So that kind of, I fit more in that category than indigo, I think.
And some of them do go up into the early 90s. So, you know, you could be one that has, on the cusp, you might have traits from both.
Well, I'm 91, so I probably do have traits from both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
so
I've
did
known
you,
since
were you,
I was
it,
real, what?
I was going to ask you, was it difficult for you at times in school and things like that, like we were talking about?
I don't really have any learning disabilities. I do have a speech impediment. You can hear it if I'm talking very quickly. I do lisp, and I've struggled with that for a long time. But other than that, I am intelligent. I test well, but fitting in with other people, I always knew that I was different, and I've always had a lot of friends, but I've kind of just been on a different level than they are, if that makes sense.
Right, right. Well, just knowing you're different.
Yeah.
Well, so what were you going to, you were going to say something before that, before I asked you about that?
Oh, I was just saying that I've known since I was very little that I was different because, even my mom tells stories about, I was in the car with her once, I was about maybe 2 or 3 years old, like, just talking, very limited speech, and she had just gotten her license renewed, and she said she was looking at her license and kind of thinking to herself that she was worrying about what the picture looked like, and I'm sitting in the back seat, like, playing with a toy or doing something, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she looked into the mirror, and I looked up at her, and I said, "Mommy, don't worry about your license picture. You look great." Like, 2 or 3 years old, so, like, I've been doing weird stuff forever. And I don't know. I'm definitely classified into one or two of these categories.
Weird. That's what we all are.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying weird that Jackie told you that you were? You never knew you were?
No, because I had never... I'd never heard of them until about a week and a half ago, and this article was going around on Facebook, so I reposted it on my wall, and I tagged Jackie and Jane in the article, and I said, "Have you heard of this?" And it just kind of went from there, I guess. Now we're doing a radio show on it.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, there's actually a lot going on with that now, though, people bringing things up or questions with it and wondering about their own children or about themselves. I think because the awareness level, you know, with the metaphysical side and the psychic side is so much more, people are getting more involved in, like, all the little subtopics, you know, or some people are really into this, you know, learning about understanding people.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that everyone on Earth is classified into one of these categories, or is it only specific people?
I think they feel specific people have stronger traits with it, but I absolutely feel every single person has a classification in some, especially in the psychic end and their spiritual end. It's just everybody, not everybody embraces it, not everybody acknowledges it, not everybody believes it. So, you know, the one, obviously the reason people are getting classified or they're more aware with this is because those are usually the people that are more aware of it. They know they're different. They're using, they can do different things. They can do odd things. And so it kind of more comes to light. But that's why I said finding what you would be called if you were before the 1950s. Absolutely. There are lots of psychics. And I mean, even my own parents, you know, they're obviously they had the ability, but you know, what were they called or what were they classified? You know, so I think what it is they just started kind of really going into classifying that there was a certain age that started to really like kind of break out and be different. That's what it was. You know what? They weren't conforming so much. So they were more out with it. They were more outwardly different.
So basically they brought it out to development. So they had to just develop.
Well, yeah, and they didn't mind being, they were more vocal about it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's basically what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Back, you know, back in, you know, how was it when you were growing up? Did people really ever talk about this kind of stuff?
Never.
Exactly.
No, no way.
Never. I'm just thinking, if we've got the Summerfest coming up, and if you just put a sheet of paper, or maybe three sheets of paper out on the on the table, and said, "Are you a star child? Sign here. Are you a crystal child?
Yeah.
Sign here. Are you an indigo child? Sign here."
How many people would know what it means?
Well, I'm just wondering, because those people, and then say, you know, not only put their name, but put their maybe email address or their phone number so that you can contact them. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, you know what? It's becoming more and more prevalent.
It's starting to come out now.
It is. It's like coming out of the closet almost.
It is. Absolutely. That's exactly
you know,
it.
50 yeah. years ago, if you started talking like this, it would be like, come on. Mm-hmm. Or you were with a carnival and you traveled and, you know, you had the big half moon over your head. Mm-hmm. And you know, people sit there and say, oh, I got a reading down at the carnival. Oh, but they're gone today.
Right. Or guess your weight.
Or guess your weight. Right. Yeah, you know, right? How many times can you guess your weight? Right. I don't know,
right.
You know?
Right.
But the idea here is that 50 years ago, people were like, you know, it's entertainment, you know? That's
right.
It. And today, people are starting to realize that there's a lot more to it.
Oh, yeah.
Your personality, what you can do, how you think.
What you look like.
What you look like. Everything's all rolled into one. And, you know, you sit there and say, are you a star, indigo, you know, crystal? What are you?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
You know, not even with these things, people are classified. There are people who truly believe they're an elemental. You know, they're more like the fairies. Or there's people that believe they're angels incarnated angels.
Reincarnation, I was going to say. Look at all these people that reincarnated. Or there's a show on TV. There's a spirit in my child. These kids are born in
those. They all come back as something. Like, I was told... Just like Jane was told she was a star child, I have always been told by more than one psychic that I'm an incarnated angel. And until I read every trait of that, I could not believe it. And I think I even sent that one to you that one time because I could not believe, oh my God, that was like me to a T.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, I guess because after being told it three times, eventually you'll look it up and you're like, wait a minute.
Well, I've been called an SOB, but I don't know. That's exactly one of the categories that we're talking about here. No, I'm just saying, though, can you develop into one of these children? Can you develop into one?
I know that they had said that as the indigos were evolving, they were evolving to the next level as well. So, like, yes, you do evolve to... You know, you're moving even up into a higher vibration.
Now,
we talk about that all the time.
Do you or does your child?
That's what I was going to say.
All right.
Good question.
No, you can as a person, of
so
course.
So you as a
person,
you can
do.
Progress up?
We do. You know
up?
That you...
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
I think
you're
proof of
stuff.
That.
Okay, yeah, okay. And you know what?
Charlie progressed from SOB to medium.
Let's not go there, okay? It's just the fact that...
See, even Mercedes laughs at that.
Well, yeah, she doesn't believe it either. No. Mercedes, you should have been there the past couple of Tuesdays. It was pretty intense.
Oh my gosh, I wish I was. I miss
yeah.
it.
No, I wish you were too, because sometimes
Mercedes
I don't believe
on Skype
it.
For
yeah,
for
right.
Development.
For development. But I'm just thinking that somebody could develop, and if they develop and then they have kids, would their kids be at the next level up?
Well,
and
that's
then go
exactly
from there,
what. That's why they're saying
higher.
Like the next level were from crystal.
Really?
They might
you
be
know.
More intelligent than the child because now you have the
and that's
parents,
what's supposed to be. It's like as the generations move on and we evolve, like all of these generations, the whole purpose is they're supposed to be helping humanity. They're supposed to be helping people evolve to the next level and to get closer to the divine, to understand their spirituality, to move to the next level. So basically that is not to be stuck in those, you know, like I said in the beginning, our past limitations. Were, you know how it was always so exact and you know, that's why I was asking you back when you were a child. You know, I know when I was a child, that's when we were talking about UFOs and and ghost hunting and things. It was just starting to far more prevalent. I mean, now it's just regular everyday language.
Yeah, when,
believe it or not.
When I was a kid, you know, we were reading the papers about the war in Europe, First World War.
Yeah, they were saying it was right after the war.
1914 and right around there. Yeah.
1914. You're not that old, Charlie.
No, but you know what? They keep saying everybody, I'm kidding. They keep talking about all of these different things about kids progressing and becoming smarter and smarter. You know what? I have a problem with that because I really don't think that they're being smarter and smarter. I think they're being able to use the technology that's there. I don't think they necessarily are smarter and smarter because if you go back to the 40s, when they gathered all of these people for the Manhattan Project, and they were actually at boards writing down all of the formulas and how to create the atom bomb and everything. Whereas today, you hit a button on the computer and there's everything.
It tells you.
It tells you everything.
Right.
And now you sit there and say, well, I need that. And you press a button and you get everything. And, okay, I can use that. But
somebody had to program those computers, you know.
That's right.
Well, okay, but that came along. The kids that are today know how to use that. Now, if there was no electricity,
I think what it is their awareness is different. Like back in the day when you were doing everything more scientific or more analytical, you're using more of your brain, one side, you know, the one side.
Yeah.
And when you're using more of the other side, when you're more right brain and you're doing things where you're kind of going with your what feels good or what feels right. I think it's a little bit different because I can honestly see the difference in my children from when I grew up. And the funny thing is you have the ones that are either really like in tune and they're smart. Like they it's almost like they go through life much easier with less struggle. And then you have the ones that are the exact opposite, almost like there's no in the middle. So it's where you did things a certain way. You graduated, you went to college, or you graduated, you went to work.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, now, and we literally worked at $5 an hour or whatever it was for years if you got out of there until you worked your way slowly up. You know, now they get out of school and they might decide they're going to work a little bit, but somehow they end up with an $18 an hour job as soon as they get, if you think about it, it's, and they're, I have to say the, I think it's more that side when you know a child that has more of the intuitive side. Mm-hmm. It's completely different from – and so I can only speak from my own because they have more of an intuitive side.
Right.
So – but I see friends – and it's funny. They've resonated or kind of leaned towards friends that have that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Friends that are more interested in like the metaphysical or paranormal. Friends that have more of that intuitive side. And when it's a friend that didn't, they are completely opposite from those other ones. So it's almost like you group, which is what it is, because those children, they think on one group level. That's why they think that way.
Mm.
That's supposed to be the difference between, you know, the indigos and crystals.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, their consciousness.
Well, yeah. We're talking about it, and you're a psychic and a medium and a teacher.
I'm also going by my own, but you would probably, Mercedes would probably, since she is one of them, know better. Like, Mercedes, when you were hanging out with specific friends and things like that, were there times where you felt like you were more on the same level as somebody as opposed to being completely opposite?
Or brighter than them, or, you know,
smart? Yeah, of course. And I do have friends that, you know, you can just tell that they're in tune with everything around them and they are more in sync, and definitely they fit so much into the category of an indigo or a crystal. And it's just, I think I've even probably met star children. Like I can probably name a couple friends that do feel like they came from somewhere else, or like they're otherworldly almost. But what I see, because a lot of my friends have siblings, and for anybody who's listening, I'm 23 years old, so my friends' siblings are like 16 and 17. They are so in tune with the things around them, and they are very creative. I think a lot of those kids do have that very strong intuition, and they do choose to follow it now. And I know that when they get around people in the metaphysical world, they try and learn about all of these things, and I think that's what's happening with the generation below mine, which is really cool to see.
Yeah, that's Caitlin's generation. She's 16, and that's exactly how, like, they are far more, like, in tune with, like, what's going on. Like, some of the things that are in her head wasn't even something I thought about, you know. So I definitely feel like they are intellectually more advanced in certain areas, and I think it is exactly like Mercedes said, because they're more in tune. In tune is a perfect word, you know, with what's going on, you know, with what's around them, with their awareness, you know. But then at the same time, they also have that struggle of trying to kind of control that and rein it, you know, and understand it.
Okay, but what about, okay, we're talking about all of these different children, right? Indigo, Crystal, you know, a star. What about the ones that aren't? Okay, are they the ones that are doomed to work a bird?
No, you know what? They're the ones that I tell Mercedes all the time, and a whole lot of other people sit in front of me. When you have no tolerance for somebody, it's just because your vibration is so much higher than them that they literally make your skin crawl because you cannot get them and you just want to be, like, away from them. That's okay. It just means it's just because you're growing. It's your growth. You're evolving. You're a much higher vibration. They're so much lower of a vibration because the things that are important to them they're usually more materialistic. They're more ego-based. They're more, you know what I mean? They're not in the same, they're not even on the same plane as us.
I struggle with that. I feel like Jackie gives me that pep talk, like, at least once a week because I am, like, just, you know, I've been, doing development since, I think I started in, like, November, so, like, around the winter time, and just now starting to get comfortable with having a higher tolerance for those people that aren't sitting on my vibration, and it's very hard for me because I personally just don't understand when people choose material things over love or, you know, that type of thing. I'm very emotional, whereas other people are very egotistical, and I don't understand it is where I reach an issue. So,
because we can't. It's hard for us to understand how you're supposed to be grateful for just life, you know, or just...
Exactly.
Life is supposed to be about who you're with and what's inside of them, not what you have, what car you're driving, what job you have, what, you know what I mean? It's good to have those things with it, but the purpose, the substance, it's the substance part of life. And some people do get lost in that part. And it is different for people who are more like us because our intentions are different. Our outlook is different. So it's hard for us to get into that, you know, more materialistic place in our mind because we've never been there.
But I'm thinking if your vibrations are that much higher than somebody else's, that would allow you to be more compassionate, more understanding. I mean, you can understand the difference between the two of you.
We are. Yep, you are.
But you can, you know, you can put it aside basically to help.
You can, unless that
you
other
can,
person
but it's
doesn't
a,
let
it's
you.
A hard to swallow too. I mean, like,
no, it's like they're when somebody like that, they have a tendency of kind of being more like the in your face kind of person. So when there are people that have to deal with people like that, that's what I try to tell them. The best way is to rise above and kind of put it to the side, you know, and just let it be. But especially the younger, like in Mercedes' generation, somebody like me who's been through it 1,000 times, they finally get it beaten to their head and they realize, okay, it's not, you got to do it. But when you're telling people, you know, when they're young, how to handle that. And obviously when people are young and doing it, they haven't even had that experience, a lot of it, with it yet. So they haven't gone through 20 years of their life where they've had to deal with buttholes. I don't but even, you know that. You know when you just can't, like, you just can't get a person. You're just like, I just want them to go do their thing and go away and just have their life. And sometimes they don't. So when we're the way we are compassionate. We are giving. We tend to draw those people in, and we don't even realize that because they aren't like that. So the other thing is people like that don't understand how are you, like, it's almost like they're trying to figure out, well, why, but they're so compassionate, but they're so understanding, but they're so this, so they know they can kind of, you know, suck from that. And it is difficult when you're not on the same level. So for somebody who's like either in high school or, you know, college or that age, it's difficult when you have a friend that's very, very in tune with you, more metaphysical, that kind of thing. And then you have one who's all about, you know, who they're dating or what they're doing, you know, the little things like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it's just the fact that with the training that we have, you know, when we do our development training here, and with all of the things that we've done as far as, you know, investigations and what have you, developing as one of these children, you know, I know that, you know, you see people come into the shop, and some of them definitely have some talents, and some don't. Okay, when I came here, you must have looked at me like, oh, God. Here comes this old fart that wants to do something with the show.
No, I knew you would because you were very passionate about it.
Well, okay.
You are very open. You need to be open to grow.
Yeah, but I don't see myself as one of these, okay? I don't. I think somebody that is one of these probably grows up feeling it, knowing it.
Well, they feel different.
Absolutely.
Every single one of those traits, whether it be the childhood, the tough childhood, tough situations, having to, like, fits. Like, it literally, you're born into that, they say. And that definitely, for me, every single one fits.
Yeah.
You know, with some, just like Mercedes was saying, some traits from others and some traits from the other. I mean, obviously, more of the indigo. I don't have a mean or problematic, you know, part of me, and I didn't have any learning disabilities at all, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have those either. It's just saying that there are kids who tend to have that, and especially now with the diagnosis of autism and ADHD and things like that. You know, so it doesn't mean, just because they list traits doesn't mean you have every single one, but you might find ones that you're fitting some more into than others.
Yeah, but you said, you know, obviously you've had, everybody, I think, thinks that they've had all kinds of trials and tribulations in their life, correct?
I'm sure everybody has.
Right, everybody has. Everybody can think of something.
Some a little bit more than others.
Yeah, some a little bit more than others. And I tell you, and I've said it more than one time, I have a charmed life.
You're the only person that's ever told me that, and it's amazing.
That's my outlook. I really believe I've had a charmed life. My childhood, couldn't have had a better one. When I was in college, didn't have a care in the world. Of course, I didn't study either. But I did not when I first went to college. But I mean, you know, you get smart later and you start figuring it out.
Don't listen to that, Mercedes.
You learn. Everybody learns, and then you move on. And I've basically had different jobs where I've known people at different places, and I've moved to different, you know, technicalities or what have you, and I've done very well. The idea here, though, is that if I would put myself into one of those situations as, you know, one of these children, I never really got tested, I don't think. I mean, my biggest testing is just being married, okay?
Yeah.
You know, you go through a marriage.
Well, that's always work.
Well, people sit there and say, you know, you work at a marriage every day, and I can tell you right now, for the first 28, 30 years of my life, being married, I thought everything was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not right. There's something wrong there. So, obviously, I was living in the... I was in the indigo area.
Wow,
the
Charlie
stars,
was very protected.
I was very protected all the way around, you know.
You're bubble wrap, man.
Yeah, I was bubble man. Yeah, I was in the bubble. Yeah, you know what? But it's just that you sit there and you say, can you actually think of yourself in one of those areas? And, you know, if a lot of these people go through so much to be where they're at today, you know, I got to be like an adolescent in these types of areas, because my trials and tribulations have not been anywhere near what some people go through. I mean, you know, you yourself, you've been through things you know, I wouldn't even want to go near, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't wish it on anybody either.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Made me strong.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? When you first started as a psychic, a medium, you probably charged, you know, $10 a head to convince people to sit down with you, and now you're up to $4.50 an hour. So, I mean, with the people that you know, you charge a little bit less. Well, you know, you got to make a living, right? But the idea here is when you make that much an hour and people come to you from all over the country, you even have people calling into you from around the world. I mean, the idea here is...
I do.
Yes,
even
you
Africa.
Do. I'm not lying.
Like, I'm actually, sometimes when I step back and look, now I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, like, people, I'm like, the areas of the world that are reached, it's amazing.
If you would have told me that Gandhi called you and asked you for a reading over the phone, I wouldn't have believed it. I wouldn't have believed it. But, I mean, you know, hey, there are people around the world that, you know, I mean, you know, Prince William, right? Who would believe this stuff? Who would believe it? I don't know.
Got to write a book.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I could write the best book ever from the last four years just to the store.
You got to leave names out, though. Titles and names, you got to leave out.
Yeah, we'll find some select names.
Who would believe this stuff, you know? But the idea here is, you know, the people that have been loyal to you, as far as, you know, people who came for readings, I mean, you still treat them very well.
Yep.
So it's just one of those things.
You're making me laugh so much. My face actually hurts.
Well, don't laugh so much, okay? I don't want it to hurt you. But it's just the fact that when we talk about all of these different people. Yeah, well, mine do too, but they're getting numb now, so. But sitting on them. But you know, We're talking about all these different children out there. And you know what? The birth time frames, when I was in high school, we had a couple of kids that were, you know, you didn't look at them as normal because they thought out there.
They were out there.
They were the yellow bus.
Well, not quite that bad. But, you know,
short bus.
Yeah, no, they didn't do that. But some of them, you know, would think way past what you were thinking. In high school, college, you know, the only thing guys are thinking about
and
is...
And what year, you know, what year were you in high school? What year?
66 through 70.
Yeah, that would be...
You know? So you sit there and you say, okay, you know, this is how you think. But when you think back to the people that were in your class and the ones that thought differently,
mm-hmm.
okay? And, you know, people... Back then, it was very tolerant time because Woodstock and, you know, hey, man, yeah, everything's great. But... The idea here is that it wasn't that great. You know, we had a lot of turmoil going on with the politicians, you know, the war, this and that, Vietnam, blah, 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 you know. Who's it? Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody, all of these things happening. And you sit there and say, these people, these kids had an idea. They had a different concept as to what was going on. They had a different way to look at it. And when we were in class, it was like, look at Johnny over there.
He's out there thinking something.
He's out there thinking, well, mm-hmm. what the hell's wrong with him, you know?
Right.
It was just amazing.
So do you know what any of these kids ended up doing?
Well, yeah, they're all dead now from drugs and whatever, but, you know.
That's what they were thinking.
That's what they were thinking, no. You know, you get out on Facebook, okay, and you put the names out there and see what some of them are. Some of them are doing very well. Some of them aren't. Some of them are middle of the road.
Right.
But you sit there and you say, you know what? They're still doing great. If they got a family and they're moving forward and they're, you know, whatever, however age they are, whether they're in their 50s, 60s, whatever.
Especially the times of today.
The times of today.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're doing great.
It's tough times right
but
now.
But that's the difference to that. Like, you start to, just like they're saying why those specific generations of labels are, because they're supposed to help people see things differently and guide them and have them think, you know, help think in a different way. But that's the whole thing. Like, we do it with intention and gratefulness. And those people were still back in the, you know, just to do.
Just
or
to
exist.
Do. I tell you, do
we got another caller?
Well, we got a ton of them there.
Yeah, now we got about five or six
there.
We had. You want another one? We can try to get somebody else in here.
Stay on the line, Mercedes.
Hold on, Mercedes. Be right with you. Now, hold on. Now, try to get you live. Okay, you're on air live. Hello?
Anybody there?
Is anybody there?
What are you wearing?
That's good. That's it.
I guess they're not there anymore.
Still left. Are you still?
Hello? Oh, oh, you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi. I'm just listening in to the topic. It's an interesting topic.
What do you like about it?
Well, I've always questioned myself, like, who am I? Where am I from? What am I doing here? And stuff like this. And just that kind of question is making me want to know what's out there.
The meaning of life.
Yes.
Well, before we get to the meaning of life, what's your name?
Oh, my name is Mia.
Mia, how are you?
Yes, I'm
We're
good.
We're glad to have you all here.
Where are you from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, okay.
Sparta, one of my favorite places.
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Florida?
Yes.
Is that Florida, New York, or is that Florida State?
Florida State.
Oh, okay.
East Coast, West Coast?
Very good. We go that far?
No, Southwest.
Southwest. Oh, nice. Down around Naples?
Yeah, I am in Naples.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. I love it down there. Excellent. How old are you, Mia?
41.
You're 41? Terrific. Place. You're in the Indigo area there, huh?
In the Indigo.
Yeah.
Well, tell us how you feel about being an Indigo child.
Well, I don't agree with the mainstream.
That's good.
And I feel like I'm a stranger in this world.
Yep.
People don't understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
We hear you.
There's too many negativity out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's driving me nuts, and also I'm a natural empath, so I just want to absorb all this and just heal everyone that I come across. And I find that that's not healthy. It's not my job. I cannot do that. I'm just supposed to be living my life as a human. That's what I'm going through.
Well, we're glad to hear that you're pretty much what an indigo child would be. It's always tough to sit there and say, you know, what you're doing and how you feel, because being an empath, you know, people don't realize what that does to you. I mean, you take on all of the worries of the world. Anything that somebody's got going on, you take care of it, or you take that power, and it's not easy, you know?
No, it's not. So I just stop watching the news. I don't pay attention to... I hear about it, the disappearing plane, Ebola, all that's going on around the world, and that's it. I don't want to know more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly.
All the shooting and killing that's happening in my backyard. Okay, so that's going on there. And click, turn to another channel.
Do you feel that the way you think is, I don't want to say this the wrong way, more powerful than, you know, the surroundings of, you know, what you feel?
No, I've never felt that way. I just feel like I'm nothing special, you know, in that way. I'm just another person. So I don't really think of myself like that.
Yeah. But you are different, you know that.
Yeah, I just know that I'm different than others. And none of my family members are like me. So it was kind of hard growing up too, and then once I discovered this as an adult, it was just trying to find others like me. It's another, you know,
like-minded people.
Have you found
them? Yeah, like-minded. Yes, I have. I mean, I'm in a relationship with someone who is like mine, but my past relationship wasn't like him. And now looking back, it just seems like all that negative talk, you know, all that negative thinking made me so uncomfortable. I broke up so many relationships that way.
How many years ago did you feel that you knew that you were a little different?
Probably like 10 years ago.
Okay.
But then I really didn't start pursuing this, going into meditation, getting into spirituality until recently when I turned 40. It's been a year ago. But at 30, I started questioning, like, well, what's going on? Why am I different? Why am I the oddball? Everyone seems to be normal. How come I'm like this? So that was going on with me 10 years ago.
Wow. I know how you feel. I'm just so envious of you, because I didn't start thinking this way until I was like in my mid to late 50s. And you sit there and you say, geez, if I would have known this, like, you know, 40 years ago,
yeah,
it would have been
great.
Yeah. Right, you know?
Right. I didn't know anyone who knew about this.
Mm-hmm. See, Mercedes has got it. Man, she's still young there.
Yeah,
she
I always tell her
dog,
that.
Man. She's still doing that.
You know, yeah. And a lot of times we don't come into it. We know we're different, and then life happens, and we kind of put it to the side. And now that it's more acceptable, now that we have more you know, information on it, then we feel more comfortable coming out into, you know, and there's a lot of people that wait until they're in their 40s. Absolutely. That's probably one of the most common, you know, times for a lot of us. I mean, Mercedes, now the younger, you know, generation is far more involved than we were, because just like Charlie said, it wasn't that acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, you could talk about it, it was neat and whatever, but to sit there and say you literally live, breathe, and eat it and do it all the time, like, that's not...
Right.
Some people used to look at you like you were weird, you know, and you didn't talk about it.
Well, my family would look at me weird right now if I told them I was doing medium.
Right. Before you still know? Think I'm weird.
What?
My family still thinks I'm weird.
Well,
I'm
talking about that.
Could it be the purple hair with the, you know, the hair? No,
yeah.
I'm only kidding. You know what? A lot of times the older you get, the more you realize, you know, family won't get it.
Yeah.
They're
it
not going to get
matter.
It. And it doesn't matter.
It'll never accept it. Right.
Right. Then they're always going to be the same. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family, you know?
Right.
Or you could pick your nose, one or the other. But you've got all of these different factors that are going on. But the idea here is that you're strong enough to realize it, and you're doing something about it now. I commend you for that. That's really great.
Right. Life is so much easier. I'm so much happier. It just seems to flow better now that I'm accepting my past.
And the sex is so much better, right?
Yes.
I'm kidding. That. He didn't have to answer that. That was a rhetorical question. Yeah, we can edit that out later. No, but let me ask you something. Being down there in Florida, have you always lived down there?
I'm sorry?
Have you always lived in Southern Florida down there?
No. I just moved here. All this meditation that I've been doing, I am from Chicago. Suddenly I have this feeling like I want to be in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And so one day I just packed all my stuff, put it all in my car, and came.
Do you feel that you have better connections there in Florida as far as, you know, who you are now?
Yes. I am so much happier here. I feel like I'm connected to nature, you know, the beach, the sun, the water.
The water is very cleansing, so it's good. It's good for cleansing your soul.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you feel that you're vortex?
I'm sorry?
Do you feel like you're near a vortex or anything like that? Portals?
No, I haven't felt that way here. I just feel like I'm being drawn here to cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just cleansing away whatever it is.
Okay, well, terrific.
I've got a few more callers, so we're going
to
Yeah, we're going to cut this
show. All right. Well, Mia, thanks a lot. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, thank you. We're talking to you.
Yep, we'll be on next week again if you want to call in again.
Thanks, Mia.
We'll try to watch for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, you take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we're still talking, and
Mercedes, you're still with us?
Yeah, she's still there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh. Okay,
she's
great.
There she is.
Oh. We're all going to move closer to the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all going
to
go.
I'm close to the water right now in Delaware, and I love it. I miss all my friends in New Jersey, but being this close to the beach is so nice.
Yeah, you've been gone a long time.
Almost a month already.
That went fast, though, didn't it?
No, we didn't say at the beginning of Mercedes first got on that, you know, she's available. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
This is the dating line.
Oh, Charlie.
It's after a certain hour we go to the dating line.
Dating among the realms.
976, babe.
Literally dating among the realms.
Hey, you know what? Things could work. Could be dating in the cemetery.
They need to
be
on Mercedes' level, though.
That's true. That's true. They would have to be.
Nothing less than her.
High quality. All the way. Just like Johnny Walker Black.
Yeah.
Hold out till the best one comes on.
That's it. Yeah. But anyway. So what else are we talking about here as far as the characteristics goes? I like the idea of the characteristics because, you know what? I don't have any of those. You know, when I hear you
listen, you know. The people who are like that, one of the biggest things is they are more, far more, I think, compassionate and understanding.
But
and
they're like naturals,
and,
it's just
you
there.
Could be compassionate for some people, and then you can be like intolerant of other things, depending on what it is. That's like what Mercedes was saying: being compassionate for somebody who needs you and who's hurting and lonely or needs love is one thing. Being compassionate for somebody who's got a big head and is all in themselves and egotistical is another. That's where there's that line between tolerance and. And but it's because you don't have tolerance for a person being seeing life that way. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's different, you know. And I think some of the characteristics I notice on people are far more like it's almost unbelievable how in tune they are with their awareness at such a young age. Some of the ones that come in that are like, you know, 7 years old and 10 years old, and they're far more advanced than. Even, you know, mediums and psychics you see on TV, you're just like, they're like boom, boom, boom with their information. It's amazing.
Wow.
They're completely open.
I know my daughter's very close to it. She has a lot of stuff going on with her.
And Tara's 10, right?
She'll be 11.
October. Yeah, that's prime age for
her. I know she does a lot of stuff on her own with the sticks and all that, the witchy sticks and all that, and she does great with those.
What sticks?
Dowsing rods.
Wiki sticks. What's that?
Witches sticks.
Witches sticks.
They call them witches stick dowsing rods, but she's very, very, very good with those. I mean, she comes out with answers and questions, and she tells them to separate. They separate. I mean.
Yeah, we saw that.
Very, very good, man.
okay.
We saw that. Tara was actually using them at the expo that we were at, and totally blew everybody away because she asked a question about somebody in particular and, you know, not who I think it was who here wasn't in a good mood or something. It was something like that, and it went to the person.
Okay, but I want to apologize. Right to I was not in a good
mood. No, it wasn't you. It was just amazing. It was like an uproar in the building because we were laughing so loud.
There was about six or seven people to choose from.
Yeah, I know. That's
Went right to the right.
The dowsing rods didn't even take a second to move for her either. No. They like just flew. They flew. Maybe we can set her up at the Trinity table for the festival and she can use her dowsing rod.
That sounds good. I'm sure she'll do that.
Yep. $10 a shot.
$1 to answer your question.
I'm going to answer your
question.
She'll
bring back your past relatives.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That really is cool. But I don't know. When I think of these different children, and you know what? I think we've all come across people like this or kids like this or people that we knew when we were kids that were like that. It's amazing because, I guess unless you're already one of those kids, I didn't have anything. I had nothing. My parents are both Hungarian. Both of their parents, Hungarians all the way back through the line.
Right.
And if anybody's going to be a gypsy or a fortune teller, it should have been me, okay? But the idea here is that they didn't believe it. They didn't believe in any of that stuff.
You are very psychic.
I'm pretty good.
Not developed, too, though.
But, I sit there and I think about people that were, I guess, going back. Going back in my family, I had an Aunt Sophie who was married to Uncle Gulabachi. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, Gulabachi is like George
Hibachi,
for short. No, Gulabachi. Okay, so they were married, and it was there was Uncle Steve and Aunt Irma. And when you look at these people, you could see like a traveling wagon with wheels and the horses
curtains in the back.
All of that stuff. A woman coming out with the different shawls on and going, come with me. Whoa, sure. Come, I show you.
With crystal
balls. One of those jobs,
The glass eye.
The glass. Well, they didn't have glass eyes, but they were close. They were close. Yeah, the apple maybe. But you know what? I used to look at these people, and as funny as they were, because they were from the old country, they were from way back. They came over on the boat. There was still something about them, yet nobody would say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Now,
talk about it.
I'm almost positive. I mean, how could you not be from there and not have some ideas, as far as psychic or mediumship or something
just
like that?
Just the mystery that surrounds them.
Just the mystery, right? And I sit there and I go, you know what? Family kept it quiet. How many of our friends, how many of our listeners, the 50,000 people out there that are listening to us, don't know because their family didn't talk about it at all.
Or that's then harsh. When they start getting involved, then they say, yeah, so-and-so could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so-and-so used to read tea leaves.
Right.
Yeah, so-and-so used to do this. And I hear a lot of those stories just in readings from people saying, when I went home and said, blah, blah, blah. They're like, we had your great-grandmother, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
No,
Aunt
they didn't
Sophie
fess up
used to
it.
Be able to do that.
Yeah.
Used to read tea leaves.
They never brought that out years either. Now it's getting so popular now. Everybody's finding out something about their past relatives or something, and they're just coming out big now all of a sudden.
Yeah. Oh, get it, Miss 80s.
What's very interesting for me personally is that I am adopted, and in my biological family, there is, I'm sure there's someone in that line that, has it, but when I'm around my biological family, I just don't feel it the way I feel that energy with other people, but with, my mom and her mother, not biological, my Grammy was, so in tune. So it's just interesting for me because I have no idea where it comes from. It literally for me, it feels like it came out of nowhere because it's not in that biological part of my family anywhere that you could plainly see.
But it was around you. You become what you hang around.
That was gifted.
If you're open to receiving it.
So it can be environmental.
Oh, absolutely.
What you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Because you can grow. Everybody has an intuitive side. Some people, it's stronger for some people, or it comes a little bit easier for some people. Some people don't, want it. They don't want to acknowledge it. Some people want to embrace it. There's all kinds of reasons for the development end of it. But when you condition it and work on it like physical therapy, and you're constantly working on that side, you're working on that sense, you absolutely can bring it to levels, you know, that you can't even imagine. And I think Charlie is a phenomenal account to that, because from the day he walked in the store to now, there isn't anything he can't do. And you have to say that. Some things might come easier for him, but he has been able to achieve pretty much at least feeling or doing something in that level, even hearing, which is one of the hardest things. Astral travel, one of the hardest things. No matter what it is, he's done it. And so you absolutely can, if you grew up in it and you were raised in it and you're around that energy, we are affected by energy, absolutely. You know, you absolutely can, you know, become that because you're open to it, you know. And you already had it. You know, you already were already born in with that level of awareness already. So you just kind of grew it.
You know what's amazing is you're talking about energy and how you use it and everything. Obviously, if you've got negative energy, it's somebody around you or whatever, or your own. You know, let's say you get into a funk and you can't get out of it. You know, maybe you've got depression. Maybe you've got whatever, mm-hmm. you know. It's so hard to get out of that. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to go for help, whether it's drugs, psychiatric, whatever. But when you start just climbing out of the hole and you start using your mind and thinking of better things instead of where you were, everything's terrible. You know, woe is me. Everything's terrible. I can't do this. I can't do that. I see it with my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is 87 years old. Mm. Nobody should have to be living the way she does.
Mm-hmm.
You get depressed. Everything's terrible. You're scared. You're just existing, and you're not enjoying life.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there, and if you get out of that hole, you know, everything opens up.
We are a product of our choices.
Absolutely.
I say that all the time. And even we can make excuses for it, but I always hear this. I always hear this one thing. It's a commercial on the radio for up here. I think, I don't remember if it's a politician or what, but every time I hear it, it's the way he worded it is so right. He's like, stop complaining about what you accept, about behavior you accept. Mm-hmm. Stop complaining about it. And it's so, like, such a simple line.
Yeah, if you accept it.
It's so natural.
But it's even for ourselves. Like, you know, let shit go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter what happened 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Like if you still have to focus on it and talk about it, and I think Mercedes is probably in that age group where it's probably 10 times worse, where, like, mm-hmm. people just, they're constantly talking about what this person did and that person did and holding a grudge and doing this. Like, who cares? Yeah. Like, let it go. It's done. And you know what? People make mistakes. Just, what are you going to sit there and focus on it your whole life? It's just, and then when you do that, one thing that, and you're right about that negative energy thing, when somebody holds that, and no matter when they think about that person, that's how they view it, that negative energy is right back up in you again. So even if it's not you who thinks you did anything, you're bringing it in because you feel still holding that, believe it or not, subconsciously, you're still holding that anger and that resentment and that, you know, that feeling of, you know, either you were wronged or whatever it is. It's just, you know, life is too short. It's like you said, you know, you don't want to just exist. You need, and that's what we're talking about even with, you know, what these, you know, categories are. It's substance, life, a life of substance and change and growth and, you know, wonderment of what's coming in.
Yeah, it's a whole different lifestyle.
Yep.
You know,
you have to make the conscious decision to be happy. We've talked about it on several shows, and it's
be happy now.
So true. Exactly.
Yep. You can't, because you can't determine and define your happiness by somebody else's actions or somebody else's feelings or something else, even a situation. You can't. You can't let it dictate your life, and you can't define yourself by it. You have to take control and ownership of you. Absolutely. That's what we say. Higher vibrations.
Yeah.
We're going to make our own category.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have a whole nother show up. Forgiveness and forgetting, or forgetting and forgiveness, mm-hmm. or not forgetting and not forgiving, or, you know, any combination you want to put out there. I'm guilty of that.
Yep. Well, we all do. We all fall into that, though.
When you don't forget, when they say you can forgive but don't forget.
You never forget, but you can file it, and it's the only way I've ever been able to help people. I'm like, it happened. That whatever happened, the situation of the person at that point in time, that's the way it was. You can't change it. You can't forget it. Sometimes you can't forgive, but you can file it and say, okay, I was this person then. That person was this person then, or this situation happened because of this then. I'm putting it here because I'm acknowledging it happened, but I'm not going to let it own me anymore. I'm not going to let it take my energy. Every time you revisit it or review it, it owns that little piece of you, and you're never 100% complete to move forward. No. So you're still having that acceptance of it happened, but you're just filing it. This is a part.
I have two issues, and I can't get the drawer open. I keep
Charlie, I hear you. It's taken me. I'm a testament to this one because it's a long, long process of forgetting and forgiving and letting go. And if I hadn't been able to get to that point, there's no way I'd be where I am right now with what I've achieved. Yeah. And you know that you know a good. Mm-hmm. Section, you don't know every little thing, but I tell you, if I ever wrote my autobiography, nobody would ever believe the stuff that I've been through, and I am still here, you know, trying to be the same, you know,
sound, mind and body,
good intention, compassionate, caring person.
What sets you apart, Jackie, is that you're the type of person, and you're my favorite type of person. And I take lessons from people like you. You go through all of these life experiences, and not only do you file them away, you file them, and then you say, all right, I've gone through this, so now how can I use it to help other people?
Yes, that's exactly what I do.
And that's what people need to learn how to do. And it's not easy, but...
She's very intuitive.
She's very intuitive. Very.
Yeah, see, you're the first person that kind of, like, you know, said it that way, and that is exactly what I do. I've never come out and actually said it that way, but, you know.
Well, now you can quote me, because I have witnessed it, and I'm telling the world.
That'll be on the front page.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chrissy.
That's our purpose,
quote.
Is to help other people grow and not go through that stuff. If I could save anybody from not having to feel, you know, some of the things or avoiding that
or
kind
them
of
aware of it. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Making
you know,
better,
yeah.
But let me say this: the other side of that coin is, and I think this is where people struggle with helping other people. And I have recently gone through this struggle because I love to help everyone. The other side of that coin is. You need to help yourself, and you need to be 100% before you can do anything for anybody else.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, and when you do feel like you're getting, you know, depleted or you need some gas, that's when you need to step back and, you know, let some people help you, you know, or do some nurturing. Go buy water. That's what you're doing. You're getting a recharge.
I think this ankle thing was life's way of telling me to slow the F down for a second.
That was like the first thing I texted you when you were like, why is this happening to me?
I thought it was a way of God telling you to open up a bakery.
No, but she needed to regroup and recharge. She needed to, you know, take a little break.
But God was telling her, I'm going to hurt your foot unless you start a bakery.
Yeah.
I did bake a killer peach cobbler while I was down here. So.
And it didn't make it up to the shop.
It will, eventually.
Oh, man, oh. Peach cobbler.
When you come home.
Oh, man. Well, we're happy that you were here. We're happy that you are feeling better. But I think it's just about that witching time. I think we're almost done here. Is that it?
Can I just plug for the festival?
Go ahead, sure. Go ahead.
All right, everyone. Trinity Metaphysical Summer Fest, Saturday and Sunday, August 16th and 17th. The 16th, 11 to 10, and the 17th, 11 to 7 at the Sussex County Fairgrounds. And it's going to be awesome. Fire throwers, mediums, massage therapy.
Kettle corn.
What?
Hula hoopers.
Telecorn.
Ooh, hula hoopers. That's awesome. And
yeah,
I personally.
What?
Belly
dancers?
Personally, have been putting. What?
Sorry.
Oh, belly
go ahead.
Dancers.
Let Mercedes finish.
I've been putting together bands with Will Cowan and Lonnie Elsasser, and we are just ready to go, and we're going to start promoting all of them soon. But
did you say Bean Dance
live...
is going to be there? Who said that? I didn't know. Okay.
What? If you live in the Sussex County area of New Jersey, you know a lot of these bands, and they're big, and they're awesome, and you need to come to the festival because you're going to love it.
Yeah, come camp and drink.
Where can you go? Where can you go? It's free.
Yeah.
It's free.
We have the BYOB.
Yeah. Willie Nelson, what?
Yeah. We got better than that. But today we actually had a group call, and they're actually going to be doing belly dancing and hula hooping, and they're going to be actually doing some workshops teaching it and that kind of stuff. So that's exciting.
Wow, private lessons.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Pole dancing.
Well, I'm excited. Yes. Pole dancing. Yeah.
Yep.
Ron, you can speak up. You're the one that said that.
That must be somebody else in there.
Well, again, we...
Mercedes, please hurry up and come home.
Yeah, we need more females here on the
I'm
mic.
I'm outnumbered.
Yeah, I keep everybody in line, so...
That's true.
At least make it easy.
Even.
But anyway,
even it up.
But anyway, so are we doing a show next week?
We are taking 2 weeks off just because we have so much... stuff to take care of with the festival, and then we're actually be on air at the festival for a short time, so we can do some, you know, live interviews and things like that, and the week after the festival we'll be back on air so we can
talk about the festival.
We can have some interviews and
so 3 weeks from today.
Yep, just 2 weeks off.
Two weeks off.
And the week after.
Okay. Because we expect to see all the listeners, all 50,000 of them over there at the fairgrounds.
That's right.
Yep.
And I mean, since it is
and we have
free...
never taken time off, mind you, from the show in, 6 or 7 months.
But
so.
It's a free event. So, I mean, there's no reason for anybody not to go.
Yeah,
if
you all got a show. Everybody's got a show.
You go to the state fair, it's like, well, for an old fart like me, it's like $5. I think it is. $5 to get in.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like
it's $14.
Only $5? Yeah.
No, that's for Charlie because he's a senior citizen.
Yeah, I'm a senior citizen. I can show that I'm old.
Yeah, but I'm saying only $5 even for senior citizens because that sounds cheap for
what I would think it would be.
You got money left over to buy a sausage sandwich then.
Or beer tent.
That's it. But even the state fair is going to be very cool. But what's even cooler is 1 week afterwards, that place is going to be rocking.
Just look for those Trinity Summerfest yellow signs.
It's going to be
all over.
Yep. Or just go out to Trinity Metaphysical
Center. www.trinitymetaphysicalcenter.com. All the info is on there about the festival.
That's it.
There is camping, so we do have people coming from other states, you know, across the country that are staying for the weekend, and camping is very reasonable at the fairgrounds. So
yeah, there was somebody from Arizona that called or
something. We've got Massachusetts. We've got a whole bunch of...
There's a lot, you know, people from all over. It's amazing, you know, because you don't realize how many people actually listen to the show until they start calling in where they're calling from, like Mia tonight.
In Florida.
Yep.
So you said there's a... She said Florida, I thought, well, you did.
I thought
Florida,
New York.
Because, you know, it's right across the border. And then she goes, no, Florida, like
state.
The state. And you're like, what?
And Delaware. We had Florida and
Delaware
today.
Delaware.
Yep. East Coast here.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to call it a night tonight. We're going to finish up. We'll be back in 3 weeks. If you want to, come back and listen to us because we're going to be talking about the fest. If you have any questions or anything, you can always call 973-209-7070. That's the store shop right here.
Yep, or you can email at trinitymetaphysical@yahoo.com.
Just make sure that if you need something, call. We're always here. We're ready to take your call, or we'll get back to you with a message, okay?
Or if you need a ghost investigation.
That's it.
That's the main one.
So for tonight, we're going to be closing with a good night from...
Good night from Ron.
Okay, good night from...
Jackie.
And a good night from Charlie. And if you come to
the
fair...
Wait, there's somebody else.
Oh, I'm Mercedes.
Her number is still on. She didn't hang up.
I can't see the screen. I can't see the screen. I didn't know you were still on.
Hanging in there.
Right. And the fly from
Mercedes.
There you go.
There you go.
Mercedes. Mercedes, hope your foot feels better. All right? See you all later.
Bye-bye.
All
right, bye, everybody.
Bye.